Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're visiting with Denise Coder, who is with the Cass County Home Care Community Health Coordinator. And Denise, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And, we're going to talk about two things, flu shots and blue zones. Don't necessarily, but have some tie together. But anyhow, I just last evening had somebody ask me about, well, I don't have my flu shot. What can I do about that?
Boy, did we have an opportunity for you. Really encouraging people to get out and get that done. It was released earlier this week that Iowa has had its first case of influenza. That's pretty early for Iowa. Typically, we see our first case in December, maybe even early January. So it's arriving a little sooner. I think the fact that it's been really warm outside has not gotten people into thinking about it. So first of all, we've got people who delayed maybe a little longer than they should have, and now we've got flu arriving in Iowa a little earlier than normal. So that combination could create this perfect storm for us, and I really want to encourage people to get out and get that done.
And because of that, you've got a plan.
I do, and it's kind of special.
Yes.
It is. We've scheduled a couple days coming up here where people can come to our agency and obtain a flu vaccination. Normally, we have larger community-type clinics and community locations, and for this venue, we've decided to extend the length of time that we'll do them and kind of invite people to come down here to get it done. So we're located at 1500 East 10th Street across from the hospital. A lot of times, we'll have our community clinics at the hospital because it's a very large area for large numbers of people, anticipating that our traffic flow here will be a little bit more level because of the longer periods of time.
And it's easy to park. It's easy to walk in. This is going to be a great opportunity if you haven't had your flu shot to come on in and get that done. And what are the dates?
Well, actually, the first one is Monday. So that would be November 21st from 9 until noon. And then we'll do it again for an evening period on November 30th, which is a Wednesday, from 5 to 6:30.
Okay, those two times. So folks, put that on your schedule. And I guess if they have questions about that, they can always call you and say, I missed the time, or now what do I do if I don't have my shot, or whatever. But give us those times and we'll remind people again.
Yep, November 21st from 9 until noon. And November 30th from 5 till 6:30. And, LaVon, we're planning a couple special extra things for if you come on out. It's actually Home Care and Hospice Month in November. So we're kind of going to do this in an open house atmosphere. We'll have cookies and cider. And then we're offering to do your blood pressure if you haven't had that done in a while. It's a really important biomarker for people to keep track of. So we'll be happy to take that for you while you're here, too. So make it an event, I guess. And really the big message is get out and get that flu shot.
Don't put it off because the flu is around. So the other thing we want to talk about are blue zones. And I'm sure some people are still going, blue zones, what's that all about?
Such an exciting thing in my field, by the way. Well, a couple months ago, Governor Branstad announced that he wants to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. That's such a great goal. Health has such an impact on our lives. When we don't feel good, we're not happy. It contributes to quality of life in ways that nothing else can. So I think it's a really worthy goal. Of course, I'm in the profession, so I would.
And I just mentioned, if nothing else motivates you, think dollar signs, because it really is in many ways included in our finances. So, there's lots of reasons to be healthy. And so what's the Blue Zone Project about?
Well, as a part of this goal, Iowa is going to pick 10 communities to focus some intense resources on. And the Blue Zones concept is communities where people have longevity. They're living long lives. Numbers of people living over 100 years of age is the target in a Blue Zones community. And it's all about how do we arrange, set up, how do we live in these communities to promote the behaviors that support living long lives? So that's what a Blue Zones community is.
And it's not just longevity, but feeling good. Again, that quality of life during those added years are so important. And I think there's even a book, if somebody's really interested, they can find out what that book is about, because that talks about the background of it. But this is here, this is now, this is in Atlantic and Cass County.
Yeah, it's in Iowa. And like I said, I was going to pick in the next few years 10 communities to transform into Blue Zones communities. And so communities across the state are competing for this opportunity to get chosen. And earlier in November, interested communities needed to submit a statement of interest. And so Atlantic has done that. We've indicated that we are interested, at least, in becoming a Blue Zones community. And they're going to review those applications. There's a committee at the state level that has public and private partners, which is really exciting. It's a collaborative approach. And so this committee is going to pick those 10 communities. And so they're going to look at these statements of interest and invite us back for a fuller proposal. But one key thing that we want to talk about today is the fact that a community's residents are going to play a big role in whether or not these communities get picked. And down and dirty, we need a large portion of our residents in Atlantic to say, we like this idea, we want to be a Blue Zones community, and we promise that we'll participate if we're chosen.
You know, when this committee looks at things, and if that's even looked at for Atlantic or any town, why would they choose to put resources into community if the population says, yeah, we don't care. We have to care. We have to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think it gets back to your comment about why do you care? Well, because health is important to you. Health is important to your family. There's a lot of people that want you around for a long time. I'd love to have my parents around to be 100 years old. It'd be great. And so it's important to individuals, and it's important to communities too. And you mentioned that economic perspective when it gets down to community level and even individual level, you know, how much money we funnel into our health care. And we know that people that are healthier have far less health care costs.
Now, when we say health, because we've put a lot of emphasis recently, I think, in the news and as well as locally, that you need to change your eating habits and you need to increase your activity. And those are true, but there's a few other aspects to being healthy.
Well, yes. Health and wellness has many dimensions. And so you've got your physical health, and that's all the characteristics that your physicians, your primary care providers look at, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, and that kind of thing. But then there's emotional health, mental health, and those are slightly different, spiritual health. There's lots of components to being healthy. And what's really neat about Blue Zones is that it focuses on them all, and it understands that concept. And so the kinds of things that you see happening in this transformation in a community focuses on all those components.
So what can people do right now to kind of help move this along? I think, again, bottom line, we need to think about whether Atlantic gets picked or not. We need to work at this health thing, but we also kind of need to move this along. So what do people need to do?
Well, we need residents, Atlantic residents, to pledge to support the Blue Zones project in Atlantic. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. First of all, you can go online to the bluezonesproject.com, and there's a pledging process there. On the very first page, it says, I'm a citizen, and you just click on there and you go through the process of pledging. It's a couple of steps. It'll first ask for your name and your address by zip code, and then your age. You have to be 13 or older to pledge. I think that's really exciting that we're starting to get teenagers involved, and I can understand why they wouldn't let very young children do it. You need people of that reasonable age. They need to be able to make that choice themselves and that kind of thing. So first of all, you can go online to www.bluezonesproject.com, all one word, or no spaces in there, and that's the first way that you can register. And then the second page that you'll see after that is a list of things that you commit to, that you can choose from to commit to doing to be healthier. So whether or not Atlantic is chosen, I encourage anybody and everybody throughout Cass County, wherever you are, to pledge to a healthier lifestyle. Sometimes that's the first step in really doing it. And when you get on there and see those choices, I think you'll see those elements of wellness focused on those choices. Secondly, if you don't have internet access, you can pledge via texting. So if you've got a cell phone, at least, and you've got texting, you can also do it that way. And so the way you do that is it's the number is 772-937, and then in the message area you just type BZP, like Blue Zones Project, and then it'll text you back and say, okay, now give us your date. It'll kind of walk you through that process. So you can do it one of those two ways right now. Very electronic, I understand that. I understand why they're doing that. It's because they want an easy way to communicate with people if we do get chosen. And an electronic way is probably one of the best ways to do that.
But if they don't, because there's still some folks, I don't text. I do the other kind of thing. But this, who do not have either of these options, can they give you a call?
I want them to. I am collecting names of people who don't have access to those technical resources that are interested in participating. So when you call me, if you happen to get my voicemail, I just need you to leave your name and your telephone number and your address and tell me that you're interested in supporting the Blue Zones Project as a community citizen. And I have a list that I'm collecting of those people. And eventually, if we're chosen or not, we'll talk about how we can keep those people connected.
Okay. And how do we find you in the phone book?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, my phone number is 712-243-7475. Depends upon what version of the phone book you have, because this is complex, I know. Used to be under Cass County Memorial Hospital Home Care Hospice. As of November of last year, a name changed to Cass County Home Care. So kind of in the same area. But my direct number is 243-7475.
Okay, we've been visiting with Denise Coder, and remember the flu shots coming up on November 21st and November 30th. Get your flu shot if you haven't already done that. And thank you very much to Denise Coder. We'll be visiting with you again, I can promise. Until next time, here's a thought. Every day, give yourself another chance, whether you think you deserve it or not.